Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brian Mattermore back on the show. Brian is one of our top creative experts in the Brain Trust, and he's the author of a number of books, including Idea Stormers and a brand new book, 21 Days to a Big Idea. He's our good friend Brian Mattermore. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I'm great. It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's always fun being with you. I always learn something.
Well, we do too, and we're glad we appreciate that about you. So you want to talk to us about surprises?
Well, I do. You know, they're...
Typically I say surprises are for birthdays.
Well, yeah, you can use them for that. But, you know, in all my books, there's some very logical, practical techniques to help you grow your business. You know, you've got to question your assumptions, and you got to even there are fantastical ones too, like you go wishing and you do wishing and those kind of things. But and there are line techniques. But also, we've been having our clients do surprising things, and these could be unrelated to their business, or stupid ideas, or counterintuitive ideas. And you don't want to do too much of that because people can freak out a little bit. But
yeah.
But I must say, if you combine those with, you know, your typical more sort of strategic thinking, they can be very powerful for reinventing your business.
Do you have to have do you have to get into a certain setting though to do that? I mean, you don't want to drop these surprises into the operation. Right.
No, it's a great comment. You can drop them into the operation, but you have to set them up a little bit. You know,
well, right. I mean, that's my point. Is you don't just come up with a wacky idea and throw it into the line. It has to drop through some filters first, right? I mean,
yeah. Or framing. You know, we've worked with PhD scientists to invent. Electrical equipment, let's say, which is a project we worked on, and these guys are, you know, very analytical, extremely bright, PhD, so we would set up some of these crazier exercises by talking about the science behind them and give examples of how they had worked with other clients.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to frame some of this stuff because it is kind of out there.
Well, that's the thing that I want people to realize as we talk about these surprises you're talking about. They have to be introduced and allowed to flourish in a creative venue, right?
You could go off site if you're looking for new ways to get ideas, but you know, with the smaller businesses, you may not have the time to go off site. You may not you may not have the budget to do that, and so
right.
You sort of need to create the space.
Mm-hmm.
Within your organization, both, you know, physically and psychologically, to have some of these crazier things show up.
Well, give us an example of what a surprise would sound like, what it would look like.
Well, one of them could be at a small company. You could create sort of an ideas board, right? And these are ideas unrelated, and you might even say, I don't want ideas related to our business. You can only bring ideas that are unrelated to our business that you thought were intriguing.
That's the surprise.
Yeah, so that's a surprise. You know, you're going, you know, we're in the plumbing business. What's with these gardening ideas,
mm-hmm.
what's with the new accounting business model or whatever? But what's amazing and what we found from recommending some of this, we just did this with a large hobby company a couple months ago. You know, you get this idea board up there, and people start making these surprising connections between seemingly unrelated things. And so that's the fun thing. You know, you can only bring things unrelated to our business, and then you sort of go on these excursions and say, well, how can you relate that odd idea to
our
business?
Well, here's an example of something that I think that all of us should be doing right now, and more now than ever before, and that is saying, okay, what is the biggest threat to our future in the way we currently do business, what's the biggest threat that's totally unrelated to our industry?
Boy, it's like you're throwing up softballs for me here, Jim, because we.
look at the people who've been put out of business. Look at the industry that's been put out of business by a tangential direction from somebody that brought some technology in. Look at Airbnb, for example.
We have a service now that we offer. It's called Disruptive Wargaming. And our client, we have our client, and this is a huge thing. We have our, 50 people at a company, let's say, the top 50 people.
Yep.
We have them role play. Not only their standard competitors, if they're in the insurance business, which
right.
is one client we work with, but also potential disruptors, which is exactly what you're talking. So we
had Brian,
play.
Hold on to that thought.
Yeah,
I'm going to get you to pick that up after this break. Give us the website quickly, please.
It's growth-engine.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. 20 till. Right back with Brian Matamor. More surprises. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.